Well, in London today, Queen Elizabeth II opened a new session of Parliament with a speech written by Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government that outlines his agenda.
My government's priority is to deliver the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union on the 31st of January.
Carol Monaghan is a Scottish National Party member of Parliament. She won re-election in this month's election. She campaigned against Johnson, against Brexit, and for another Scottish independence referendum. She joins us from Westminster. Carol Monaghan, welcome back. And do you feel like you're better off or worse off than you were before the election?
We're better off, definitely. There's no doubt about that. Before the election, people were using all sorts of twists of stories to say, well, we didn't really, this wasn't really about independence. This wasn't really about stopping Brexit. But now that we campaigned on those very clear, strong messages and we've been endorsed by the Scottish people, we're in a much stronger position. Our mandate cannot be disputed now, unlike the Tories' mandate in Scotland.
Well, let's take these one by one. So let's start with Brexit. Do you think there's anything left to do to stop Brexit from happening, or is it now going to happen in January?
Well, it looks like, I mean, Boris Johnson has the majority he was looking for, so it looks like Brexit is going ahead in January. That's what the people of England voted for, but we need to make sure that we're protecting Scotland, so we have to give the people of Scotland a choice as well. So we will be pressing Boris Johnson for a Section 30 order, which is a legal process by which we need to have our independence referendum.
But before that, you would Brexit along with England?
If Brexit actually happens on the 31st of January, then yes, Scotland will at that point leave the European Union with England. But there will be a transition process, despite what Boris Johnson says. There will be a transition process that will take at least until the end of 2020 and probably longer than that. So within that process, we need to be pressing for our independence referendum.
So when do you think you would be able to have a second Scottish independence referendum?
I would want to have it before the end of that transition period. So I would be wanting to have it before the end of 2020. So autumn 2020, I think, would be an appropriate time to have it.
But the senior government minister, Michael Gove, says there will be no vote on independence within at least the next 5 years.
We're not actually asking the Tory government for permission. Boris Johnson talks a lot about the democratic will of the British people. Well, we've also got a democratic will of the Scottish people. And this is about us asserting our democratic rights. Scottish people have very clearly said they reject Brexit, they reject Boris Johnson. So anyone who respects democracy, and we'll wait and see whether the Tories actually do, but if they actually do respect democracy, they must give the Scottish people a choice over their own future.
But it does sound like Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party are going to fight your ability to have a second referendum on independence from the United Kingdom.
I'm sure it's not going to be a straightforward process. The first stage in that, of that is us actually officially requesting this. But beyond that, we will be seeking legal advice to see how we can get this Section 30 without Boris Johnson giving permission. Because like I say, it's not about us asking for permission. It's about us asserting our democratic rights. So if we need to go through a legal process in order to do that, then that's what we will do.
If you do end up leaving the UK, is there anything that you think you're going to miss about being part of that union?
I would hope that a lot of the things that we have at the moment, we have great relationships with the people of England. And we've always said that our closest friends and allies will always be the people of England. So we will have that. Are there any things we will miss? No, for the past however long I can remember, Scotland has had a government imposed on it by the choice of the people of England. So it's about time that Scotland chose its own destiny, its own future. And that allows us to be in an equal situation with England, rather than always having to be subject to the will of the English people in elections. So in terms of what we'll miss, I don't think we'll miss anything. I think we'll have a far better relationship, a relationship of equals post-independence.
I want to finally ask you to just put your political analyst hat on for a second and tell me, what do you think happened with the election when it comes to the battle between Labour and Conservatives just now? Why was the vote so good for Boris Johnson and the Conservatives and so bad for the Labour Party?
Well, remember, we had Labour candidates in Scotland as well, and my opponent in my seat was a lovely person, but there was no clear message. And we had discussions about this. Was Labour pro or against Brexit? Did Labour want more immigration, less immigration? Did Labour support an independent referendum for Scotland, or were they against it? There was no clear messaging. And their manifesto, frankly, was a list, a wonderful list of great things that would be done, but it wasn't believable. And that came across to the electorate. The Tories' message, whether you like it or not, and I didn't like it, it was very clear. I don't think Labour had any clarity in that election.
That is Carol Monaghan, who is a Scottish National Party Member of Parliament, speaking with us from Westminster. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
And today, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the Scottish National Party should stop trying to break up the United Kingdom and focus more on delivering policy for the people of Scotland. We will continue to follow this story, and Parliament will be considering Johnson's Brexit deal as soon as tomorrow.